The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Carson, great to have you back here in San Jose. You signed the ELC, coming to the Barracuda. What gets you most excited about that?
I think just that big jump to pro hockey. I mean, going to pro hockey is always something you dream of. So for that to kind of be in front of me and have a chance to do that, I'm really excited.
You had a big jump last year, though, in the WHL, captain in Kelowna, 72 points in 65 games. First off, let's talk about the hockey. What clicked for you there?
I had great linemates that I was playing with all year. Tijigan, Hayden Papanikas, guys like that. And then obviously the coaching staff and everyone there just having belief in me. And I think that really helped propel those numbers forward.
To become the captain, though, that's a separate thing. What did that mean to you? What was the message there when they named you that?
Yeah, it came. It was a big part, especially with the Memorial Cup this year. So
right.
For them to name me that, it just showed how much belief they had in me that whole year and how much they trusted me. And for me to feel that, it really helped.
80 PIMs. I didn't mention that before. Were those five at a time? What happened there?
Yeah, there's a couple five at a time.
I bet there weren't a lot of twos and fours. There was a lot of fives.
Yeah, a lot of fives. A little bit of rough in here and there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How do you describe last season for you? Again, successful on the ice and just a lot of growth opportunity. How do you think you grew?
I think just every aspect of my game. I mean, the big thing for that year was strive to be a pro, play like a pro.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of implemented that, have more consistency with my physicality night in, night out, and I think I brought that.
Last year here at development camp, you probably took some things away, but maybe they didn't all instantly hit. As the year went on and being back here again, what does it mean to be around this organization directly, to have that firsthand experience?
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's the first time I got to put on this jersey. It was a dream come true.
Right,
so
right.
Every time I get to come back into this building, that brings back that memory and brings back the passion.
Right. I'm looking around at the pipeline and there are so many talented players, but there's a lot of forwards.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious, you being one of them, what is it about, you want to always put your best foot forward and you want to be your best. What could help anybody stand out though? What could help anybody, accelerate anybody in this pipeline?
I think the biggest thing is just be yourself and play your role. I mean, they picked you for a reason.
Right, right.
So for you to stick to that role, and I would like to think that I stuck to my role with that physicality and how I played this year. So
right.
Just do that and it'll propel you forward.
That's a great one in life though, too.
Yeah.
Like, don't try and be somebody else and don't try and be too much.
Exactly.
Are you ready for a lightning round?
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it, I'm fired up.
Okay, here we go. What's one thing people don't know about you?
Oh. Maybe I love to go to Disneyland. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but
I love it too.
I'm a big Disneyland guy.
Really? Okay. Well, we got to get into this a little bit. What parts? What's the part that gets you about Disneyland? The rides?
Yeah, I would say the rides and then the overall theatrical experience. I mean,
yes!
It feels like you're in the movie.
Production.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's music everywhere.
It's called the happiest place on earth for a reason. So
you go there a lot as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just like it as an adult too, right?
Yeah. I'm going in a couple weeks.
I will say this. Me having taken my own son there, wait until you're on that side of it.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous experience to have it come full circle. That's a great one, honestly. It really is. Next one. If you weren't playing hockey, what would you be doing?
Ooh, I don't know. I love football. I love to watch football.
Football watcher or player?
Yeah, I think I'd be a... I don't even know. I don't feel like my body type fits any of the description. Those guys are the monsters.
Paul Camp's a nose tackle is what he said.
Oh,
nose guard. Nose guard.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
Hidden talent.
I can make a pretty mean grilled cheese.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Most people say that the one thing they can't do is cook.
Okay, well.
So I mean, grilled cheese is about as big.
Yeah, I've asked around.
Cheese,
I've asked around. I kind of collected all the info from everyone on what makes their grilled cheese pretty great, and I've kind of put it into mine. So.
Do you like put other things in it besides cheese and bread?
I go low and slow for a while. So.
Oh, okay, just really melty.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Dream vacation. Where do you want to go?
Tokyo.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's on the Brazil family list too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never been there. You?
No. I want to go.
One athlete from any sport that you would like to meet.
Oh. Maybe Justin Gaethje, UFC fighter. Oh, he just fought in the White House card and won.
And so you want to go meet him?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He seems hilarious, so I'd love to meet that guy.
What's the funniest teammate you've ever had?
There's a couple of them. Couple guys in the Kelowna here. Nate Corbet is definitely a super funny guy.
Shout him out a little bit, yeah.
Nate Corbet, great guy. Brandon Gorzinski, Chase Valiant. There's a bunch of guys.
What's your go-to pregame meal?
Chicken and rice, but there's a special kind of chicken. My billet mom in Kelowna made it. It's kind of this spicy chicken. It's unmatched. I never tasted something like it. I don't know what she does, but it's unbelievable.
Do you know how many guys have mentioned their billet mom's cooking here? Like they do it special. They do it right. They do it one way. It's almost like you need to bring your billet mom with you.
Shout out to the billet parents. Yeah,
seriously, more than just a good host. Yeah. Last one here. If teammates had to describe you in one word, what are the one words that they would use?
Charismatic, I would like to say.
I feel that too. Carson, great to chat with you again.
Awesome. Thank you.